This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kiev will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian forces say they have conducted an organized retreat from a town in the eastern region of the Donbas, handing the Kremlin's forces a rare but modest battlefield triumph. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A Ukrainian military official says the army retreated from Solidar to preserve the lives of the personnel and that the soldiers have moved to previously prepared defense positions. Moscow has portrayed the battle for the salt mining town near the city of Bakhmut as key to capturing the entire Donbas. The accomplishment takes the Russian forces a step closer to Bakhmut, though military analysts say capturing Solidar is more symbolic than strategic. I'm Charles Delavere.